Liberty. Into the harbor of towers and seagulls sails the caravan, fled from furious Europe and the disappointment of fathers, to find thee, Our Lady of Liberty, lighting the doorway. Grant us mercy, dear Mother. We shed the old clothing of failure. We rise up, vibrant, dream-laden, bound for the West. Avant, lovers of liberty, the sunny uplands await and the fresh meadows. Chapter 1. The Glorious Fourth. Last year's Lake Wobegon 4th of July was glory itself, sunny, not too hot, flags flying, drummers drumming, scores of high-stepping horses, smart marching units in perfect cadence, Ben Franklin, Sacagawea, Ulysses S. Grant, Babe Ruth, Amelia Earhart, and Elvis, marching arm in arm, along with Miss Liberty, majestic, in seven-pointed crown and wielding her torch like a big fat baton, plus the Leaping Lutherans parachute team, the Betsy Ross blanket toss, a battery of cannons belching flame, boom, 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 from the crest of Adams Hill, and Paul Revere galloping into town to cry out the news that these states are now independent, God bless us all, and much, much more. All in all, a beautiful occasion in honor of America, and the only sour note was that so few in Lake Wobegon appreciated how truly glorious it all was, since Wobegonians, as a rule, consider it bad luck to be joyful, no matter what scripture might say on the subject. And so, in the swirl of color and music and costumes and grandeur, you could hear people complain about the high cost of gasoline and shortage of rainfall. And what in God's name were they going to do with the leftover food? It was all eaten. That's what was done. More than 17,000 people attended and downed 800 pounds of Frankfurters, 1,800 of ground beef, a half ton of deep-fried cheese curds, 500 gallons of potato salad, a tanker truckload of Wendy's beer. But the next day, the talk in the Chatterbox Cafe was not about exaltation and the wonders of the great day. No, it was about the bright lipstick someone smeared on the stone face of the Statue of the Unknown Norwegian and the word rats painted on walls and sidewalks, and the inner spring mattress dumped on the lawn of Mr. and Mrs. Bakke, the work of persons unknown. People grumped about vandals and what made them do the bad things they do, lack of parental discipline, short attention spans. Maybe it's time to rethink the 4th of July and pull in our sails a little and not give bad apples an arena for their shenanigans. The chairman, Clint Bunsen, was unfazed by this, having grown up with these people, and he weathered the petty complaints and dispatched his men to pick up the mattress and clean up the graffiti. And by the time March rolled around and the snow melted, he was all set to go again and giving the speech, which the old regulars knew almost by heart, and which went something like this. July 4th is the birthday of our country, and deserves to be done right, because by God it is a great country, and it changed the world. And if we can't even find a way to say that, then who are we? A bunch of skunks, that's who. When you neglect the details, you lose the big picture. For want of a nail, the shoe was lost. For want of a shoe, the horse was lost, and so forth. Like my father said, personal slovenliness is the doorway to cowardice and cruelty. Nobody cares about holidays anymore, which is why, and I'm only giving my opinion here, the country is so beset by government lies and corruption and everybody out for himself and to hell with the future, because those people grew up thinking the 4th was just a day to lie around on the beach and toast your weenies.